Case 2. Gordon Cooper UFO Sightings and Encounters, Various Dates. Welcome to the latest episode of UFO Mysteries at Nightfall, where we examine the mysteries that surround us. I am your host, Henry Thornton. Today, we will be rolling back the years as we journey back in time to explore several enthralling UFO incidents, experienced by a highly distinguished, professional, and reliable source. Leroy Gordon Cooper will be the focal point of today's episode. We will examine the NASA astronaut's life and achievements throughout his long, highly regarded, and respected career. And in the episode, we will be paying particular attention to the experiences that Cooper claims to have had with UFOs throughout his career. So let us take a step into the unknown. With UFO Mysteries at Nightfall, where mysteries unfold in the vast expanse above. Together, let's uncover the alien enigma. Leroy Gordon Cooper was born on March 6, 1927 in Shawnee, Oklahoma. He was the only child of Leroy Cooper Sr. and his wife, Hattie Lee Hurd. His mother worked as a teacher, and his father was a member of the U.S. Navy. After the war, Cooper Sr. completed his high school education. His future wife would be his teacher, even though she was only 2 years older than him. Later on, Cooper Sr. joined the National Guard, where he flew a Curtiss JN-4 plane. After leaving the National Guard, Cooper went to college and law school and then became a state district judge. Leroy Gordon Cooper Jr. grew up during the golden age of aviation and was captivated by the tales of daring test pilots and the allure of the expanding frontier above the earth. He dreamt of becoming a pilot himself from a young age. He went to Jefferson Elementary School and then Shawnee High School, where he played on the football team as a halfback. As well as playing in the state championship, Cooper also ran in the track team. Due to the fact that Cooper Sr. owned a Command Air 3C3 biplane, Cooper Jr. learned to fly at a very young age and even flew a plane on his own at the age of 12. At 16, when most of his friends would have been proudly obtaining their driver's licenses, Cooper Jr. obtained his pilot's license. Cooper's aviation odyssey began in earnest in 1945 when, fresh out of high school, Cooper enlisted in the United States Marine Corps. This was where he began honing his skills as a pilot. Cooper's innate piloting talents quickly emerged, setting him on a trajectory towards becoming a skilled military aviator. Following his military service, he pursued a degree in aeronautical engineering at the University of Hawaii. Cooper's parents had made the move out to Hawaii previously, and so he moved back in with them while he studied. Cooper also met his first wife, Trudy B. Olson, during his studies. The pair bonded over their shared love of flying planes, and they got married in Honolulu on August 29, 1947. With his passion for flying and a thirst for knowledge, Cooper's trajectory seemed destined for the skies, and in 1950, he joined the United States Air Force, where he underwent rigorous flight training, distinguishing himself as an exceptional pilot. His prowess in the cockpit led him to become a test pilot at Edwards Air Force Base in California, a hotbed for experimental aircraft and cutting-edge aviation technology. And in this dynamic environment of experimental aircraft and daring flight tests, Cooper earned a reputation for his exceptional skills and fearlessness. In the early 1960s, at the dawn of human space exploration, NASA embarked on the ambitious Mercury 7 program. This initiative aimed to select and train the first group of American astronauts who would venture into space. Cooper emerged as one of the select few chosen for this historic endeavor. His inclusion in the Mercury 7 marked the beginning of a remarkable journey that would contribute significantly to the space race. His meteoric rise as a test pilot had caught the attention of the newly formed National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. And in 1959, he received the life-changing news. He had been chosen as one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, a group destined to become the first Americans to venture into space. Cooper's selection as one of the original Mercury astronauts was no small feat. The rigorous selection process considered not only the candidates' exceptional flying skills, but also their physical endurance, adaptability, and mental fortitude. Cooper's unique combination of flying experience and personal attributes set him apart, earning him a spot as a Mercury astronaut alongside iconic figures like Alan Shepard, John Glenn, and Scott Carpenter. This elite group became the face of NASA. The training regimen for Mercury astronauts was intensive as it was designed to prepare them for the challenges of space travel. Cooper, along with his fellow astronauts, underwent extensive physical and psychological training to ensure they could handle the harsh conditions of space. Simulation exercises, centrifuge training, and classroom sessions equipped Cooper with the knowledge and skills needed to operate the spacecraft and respond effectively to unforeseen situations. As the astronauts became more adept at space operations, the anticipation for their historic missions grew. Cooper's crowning achievement came with his selection to pilot the final Mercury mission, known as Faith 7. Cooper's spacecraft orbited the Earth 22 times, marking the longest and most complex Mercury mission to date. His exceptional piloting skills and steady demeanor were crucial during the mission. Cooper found himself facing a perilous situation during the final orbit of his spacecraft. Just as Faith 7 completed its 22nd and final planned orbit around the Earth, Cooper began experiencing issues with the automatic control system. The system malfunctioned, leaving him with limited control over the spacecraft. This unexpected turn of events posed a serious threat to the success of the mission and, more importantly, to Cooper's safety. With the automatic systems failing, Cooper had to rely on his piloting skills and knowledge gained through extensive training with NASA. He took manual control of Faith 7, demonstrating the importance of human expertise in the face of technological challenges. This situation demanded not only technical competence but also a deep understanding of celestial navigation. Cooper's training had included a unique aspect that proved invaluable during this critical moment: his familiarity with the night sky and constellations. As an astronaut, he was extensively trained in celestial navigation, a skill that was originally developed for maritime navigation but became crucial for future space missions, as well as the Faith 7 mission. Using his knowledge of star systems, Cooper was able to orient Faith 7 and adjust its altitude to ensure the correct re-entry trajectory. Despite the stressful conditions and the limited control he had over the spacecraft, Cooper remained calm and composed, relying on his training to guide him through the complex maneuvers required for a safe return. The memory of constellations played a crucial role in Cooper's ability to determine his spacecraft's position in space. By identifying familiar star patterns, he could estimate his orientation and make the necessary adjustments to align the craft for re-entry. This reliance on celestial navigation showcased the interdisciplinary nature of astronaut training, blending technical skills with an understanding of the broader astronomical environment. As Faith 7 descended through Earth's atmosphere, Cooper faced another challenge: the loss of communication with ground control due to the ionization of the spacecraft's re-entry. In this communication blackout, Cooper remained completely professional, relying on his training and instincts to make split-second decisions to ensure a safe landing. Despite the odds stacked against him, Cooper successfully guided Faith 7 to a safe splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. His manual control and use of celestial navigation underlined the importance of human adaptability and skill in the ever-changing environment of space exploration. The successful conclusion of the Faith 7 mission not only marked a significant achievement in the Mercury program, but also highlighted the resilience and resourcefulness of astronauts like Gordon Cooper. The Faith 7 mission set multiple records, contributing significantly to the United States' space achievements. Gordon Cooper's 34-hour mission set a new record for the longest American spaceflight at the time. The Faith 7 mission held several key objectives that extended beyond the confines of earlier Mercury flights. One primary goal was to evaluate the effects of prolonged spaceflight on the human body. Cooper's 34-hour mission duration, a substantial increase from previous Mercury missions, provided valuable data on the physiological and psychological challenges faced by astronauts during extended space travel and played a pivotal role in building confidence in NASA's capabilities to execute longer spaceflights, setting the stage for the Gemini and Apollo programs. Cooper conducted a series of experiments during these missions, focusing on Earth observations and the effects of microgravity on various materials. He was able to collect valuable data, which contributed massively to our understanding of the effects of prolonged space travel on the human body and laid the groundwork for future scientific research conducted during space flights. After the conclusion of the Mercury program, NASA embarked on the Gemini program, a critical phase in the evolution of human space exploration. This new chapter aimed to tackle more complex missions, including longer duration flights, rendezvous, and even spacewalks. Gordon Cooper seamlessly transitioned into this program, bringing with him the experience and insights gained from his pioneering the original Mercury missions. Cooper would go on to serve as command pilot for Gemini 5 in 1965, alongside astronaut Pete Conrad. During this 8-day mission, they demonstrated the feasibility of extended space travel and testing the endurance of astronauts. Launched on August 21, 1965, Gemini 5, scheduled to last an unprecedented 8 days, shattered all previous duration records. The Gemini 5 mission included the assessment of the human body's response to extended space missions and the validation of life support systems for future lunar flights. The spacecraft, named Molly Brown, carried Cooper and Pete Conrad on a journey that would significantly contribute to NASA's understanding of the challenges with future space launches, such as the crew's precise control during re-entry demonstrated their ability to navigate the complexities of returning from extended spaceflights, a critical skill for upcoming lunar missions. As the Gemini program drew to an end, NASA shifted all its focus toward the monumental goal of landing humans on the moon, encapsulated in the Apollo program. Gordon Cooper, having proven himself through Mercury and Gemini missions, continued to be a vital asset to NASA's space endeavors. However, Cooper was unfortunately not selected to go to the moon, despite the fact that his experience and expertise positioned him in roles critical to the success of the broader Apollo objectives. Whether in mission control or as part of astronaut support teams, Cooper played a different role in shaping the success of the Apollo missions. Cooper's expertise in spacecraft systems, navigation, and mission planning made him an invaluable mentor and advisor within NASA. His impact on shaping the future of human space exploration extended into administrative and strategic roles, reflecting his commitment to advancing the organization's capabilities. Imagine, if you will, the year is 1973. You are an astronaut and find yourself aboard a spacecraft hurtling through the vastness of space, a small capsule surrounded by the darkness of space and the brilliant pinpricks of distant stars. The hum of machinery echoes in the confined space, and the only connection to Earth is a crackly radio link. You're floating weightlessly, the limited technology of the time offering a stark contrast to the high-tech gadgets we have today. Every beep and blip of the control panel resonates through the capsule, reminding you that you're on the frontier of human exploration. In this moment, you can't help but feel a mix of awe and vulnerability. The sheer vastness of space, the isolation, and the realization that the closest help is millions of miles away create a unique cocktail of emotions. Now let's delve into your mind. You have been up there for hours, maybe days, diligently carrying out his mission. But then, out of nowhere, an inexplicable blip appears on the radar. The atmosphere in the capsule shifts. There's a tangible tension as you, surrounded by the limitations of 1970s technology, try to make sense of this anomaly. The sense of the unknown permeates the cramped space as you peer out of the tiny window. Your heart begins to race, caused by a mix of excitement, fear, and curiosity that only an astronaut like yourself from this era could comprehend. The vastness of space suddenly feels claustrophobic, as if the walls of the capsule are closing in. And then it happens. There it is, a metallic, otherworldly craft, floating beside you on the edge of perception. Unfathomable in design, it defies the laws of physics as we understand them. The feeling of awe intensifies as the realization sets in. You're not alone. In that moment, you, the astronaut, are faced with a choice. Fear could grip you and panic might set in. But true to the spirit of exploration, curiosity prevails. Your training kicks in, and you find yourself drawn towards the unknown, compelled to understand this cosmic enigma. The encounter unfolds as you, in your limited spacecraft, attempt to communicate with this alien presence, bridging the gap between Earth and the uncharted depths of the universe. It's a moment that transcends time and technology, a meeting of worlds that defies explanation. And as quickly as it appeared, the alien craft vanishes into the cosmic abyss, leaving you with a sense of wonder and an unshakable belief that there is more to the universe than meets the eye. And you might be the only one who knows we are not alone. Cooper had also now become a vocal advocate for advancements in technology, safety protocols, and astronaut training. His legacy as a space pioneer is forever etched in the stars, symbolizing the courage and tenacity required to push the boundaries of human exploration. Cooper's journey from a young boy dreaming of flight to a Mercury astronaut is a testament to the indomitable spirit that propels humanity into the cosmos. After concluding his illustrious career as an astronaut, Gordon Cooper wasn't the kind of man who would retire quietly. On the contrary, he moved into the realm of the mysterious. Cooper's fascination with UFOs blossomed in the years following his NASA tenure. This transformation laid the groundwork for his subsequent efforts to bring UFO encounters to the forefront of public discourse. In interviews and public statements, Cooper boldly asserted that government agencies, including NASA, were actively involved in covering up information about UFOs. He claimed that there was a veil of secrecy surrounding extraterrestrial encounters. These claims were met by equal parts intrigue and skepticism. While the encounter that Cooper reportedly had with a UFO and aliens is widely discussed in UFO literature, it is important to note that such accounts are not universally accepted as factual by the scientific community. Cooper himself described this encounter in his autobiography and interviews, and the details can vary. Here's an overview of what he claimed happened during his 1950 UFO encounter. In the early 1950s, when Cooper was a young Air Force pilot stationed at Edwards Air Force Base in California, he claimed to have had a remarkable UFO sighting and close encounter with extraterrestrial beings. According to Cooper, he and his camera crew were filming precision landings of a new fighter plane. Suddenly, a saucer-shaped object, silent and fast-moving, entered their airspace. The crew managed to capture the UFO on film. Cooper estimated that the object was about 30 feet in diameter and described its flight as highly advanced and beyond the capabilities of human-made aircraft at that time. Allegedly, the UFO made a controlled and smooth landing near the base. Cooper, being a curious and daring pilot, decided to approach the landed craft. He claimed to have observed three small green aliens with large heads and big black eyes, all standing around the saucer. They looked pretty much like the classic alien image we see nowadays, and that might mean that Cooper's encounter was real. The classic image we see of aliens has to have come from somewhere, so perhaps it came from Cooper's real-life encounter. These beings, according to Cooper, seemed to be examining the craft and appeared non-threatening. Intrigued by this extraordinary sight, Cooper attempted to photograph the UFO and the beings. He snapped a series of photos before the saucer allegedly lifted off, making a high-speed departure. Cooper was left with the photographic evidence of an encounter that he believed could not be easily explained. Just like in his later Mercury Atlas 9 mission, Cooper claimed that the film documenting this UFO encounter was classified by higher authorities. The rationale for this classification, as Cooper contended, was the potential national security implications of revealing such advanced technology. This was not Cooper's only encounter with UFOs and aliens. During his Mercury space mission on Faith 7, as he orbited the Earth in May 1963, Cooper began noticing anomalous phenomena in the vast expanse of space surrounding his spacecraft. What transpired during those solitary hours in orbit would fuel speculation and curiosity for decades to come. Cooper reported sighting a cluster of greenish glowing objects that seemed to be in close proximity to his spacecraft. Describing them as bright, metallic-like orbs, Cooper conveyed a sense of wonder and curiosity, mixed with a tinge of uncertainty. The objects appeared to be monitoring the movements of Faith 7, prompting Cooper to closely observe their behavior and trajectory. Intrigued by the mysterious spectacle, Cooper sought to document the UFO encounter by capturing photographs using the onboard film camera. With precision and determination, he maneuvered the spacecraft, aligning the camera to get pictures of the UFOs. Despite Cooper's earnest efforts to document the unidentified objects, the intrigue surrounding his photographs took an unexpected turn. When the film was returned to Earth, the images captured during that otherworldly encounter were allegedly classified once again by authorities. The decision to conceal the visual evidence ignited speculation about governmental secrecy and raised questions about what might have been captured in those frames. The classified status of Cooper's UFO photographs has become a focal point for UFO enthusiasts and conspiracy theorists alike. The lack of official disclosure has led to myriad speculations, ranging from the presence of extraterrestrial spacecraft to government cover-ups of advanced technological phenomena. Cooper's reported UFO sighting during Mercury Atlas 9 remains a tantalizing mystery in the history of space exploration. The greenish, glowing objects witnessed in the void of space, coupled with the attempt to capture them on film, adds a layer of intrigue to an already historic mission. The classification of the photographic evidence only deepens the enigma, leaving us to ponder what secrets might remain concealed in the NASA's space exploration records. In the spirit of open inquiry, analysis, and skepticism, it is vital to consider multiple perspectives when exploring the validity of UFO claims. Scientific scrutiny and critical examination contribute to a nuanced understanding of the complexities surrounding reported sightings and encounters in the vast unknowns of our universe. While Gordon Cooper was undoubtedly a skilled astronaut and pilot, the details of his reported UFO and aliens encounter remain a subject of debate and speculation within the broader discourse on unidentified aerial phenomena. After he left NASA, Cooper worked as a technical consultant for many companies in various fields such as boat design, aircraft design, the energy sector, and construction, and he was undeterred by potential skepticism. Later in life, Cooper took to various platforms to share his experiences and insights. He authored books, including Leap of Faith, where he chronicled his life as an astronaut and spoke about his UFO encounters. Lectures, interviews, and media appearances became avenues for Cooper to convey his convictions about the existence of extraterrestrial phenomena. Perhaps the high point of Cooper's disclosure efforts came in 1978, when he testified before the United Nations. During this address, he implored the international community to take UFO sightings seriously, emphasizing the need for collaboration in investigating and understanding these mysterious occurrences. His testimony aimed to elevate the conversation surrounding UFOs to a global stage. Gordon Cooper's transition from astronaut to UFO advocate was marked by a deep-seated belief in the importance of disclosing information about extraterrestrial encounters. His bold claims, coupled with personal experiences, transformed him into a vocal figure in the UFO community, leaving an enduring legacy that continues to captivate the imagination of those who ponder the mysteries of the cosmos and our place within it. Cooper firmly believed that some UFO sightings were evidence of extraterrestrial visitations to Earth. He argued that the advanced maneuvers and capabilities displayed by certain unidentified objects surpassed the technological achievements of human civilization at the time. His experiences, coupled with an exploration of UFO incidents worldwide, reinforced his conviction in the reality of extraterrestrial beings navigating our cosmic neighborhood. According to Cooper, governments all over the world, including the United States, possessed knowledge about these extraterrestrial interactions, but deliberately concealed it from the public. He contended that classified information regarding UFOs was kept under wraps, contributing to a culture of secrecy and misinformation. Cooper's assertions fueled conspiracy theories about a global cover-up regarding contact with intelligent, extraterrestrial civilizations. Cooper extended his theories beyond contemporary encounters, delving into the realm of ancient astronaut theories. He proposed that advanced extraterrestrial civilizations may have visited Earth in the distant past, influencing human history and technological development. Cooper's exploration of this concept was in alignment with the broader speculation that ancient cultures received guidance, knowledge, or even direct intervention from beings not of this world. In Cooper's worldview, the influence of extraterrestrial visitors extended beyond mere observation. He entertained the idea that these beings might have left a lasting impact on human civilization, contributing to advancements in science, culture, and technology. The notion of an extraterrestrial legacy weaving through the tapestry of human history underscored Cooper's belief in a profound and enduring connection between Earth and intelligent beings from other worlds. While Gordon Cooper's theories resonated with some in the UFO community, they also attracted skepticism and criticism. Cooper's exploration of UFOs and the ancient astronaut theories marked a phase in his post-NASA career where he sought to unravel the mysteries of the cosmos. His theories, though controversial, continue to spark debates and conversations about the potential influence of extraterrestrial beings on Earth throughout both ancient and modern history. While Gordon Cooper's accounts of UFO encounters have captivated many, the realm of ufology is not without its skeptics and critical voices. One avenue of skepticism explores the role of psychology and perception in UFO sightings. Some experts argue that optical illusions, atmospheric conditions, and misinterpretations of natural phenomena may contribute to the perceived presence of unidentified flying objects. Human cognition is susceptible to misjudgments, and certain conditions, such as fatigue or stress, can influence the interpretation of visual stimuli. Now, if we were discussing an ordinary human being, then yes, it is entirely possible to think that they may mistake some form of a natural phenomena for UFOs or otherworldly entities. However, when we are discussing Gordon Cooper, then it is pretty safe to say that this is a man who can be judged to be something more than an ordinary human being. Cooper was a NASA astronaut. He was a man who had excelled himself at every single thing that he'd done in his life, and this was how he ended up being one of the very first men ever in space, and the first man ever to spend 24 hours in space, and to sleep in space. When Cooper went to space, he was at the absolute peak of his career. He was an extremely observant man, very intelligent and as sharp as hell. So it would be perfectly reasonable to think that when he reported having seen a UFO following him, then there would actually be a very high chance that what he reported seeing from his Mercury mission spacecraft would actually be what he saw in space. Cooper was an honest, intelligent, hardworking man who gave his all in everything that he'd done. So it is really quite insulting to insinuate that a man of such high caliber would not be able to tell the difference between some gas or other kind of so-called natural phenomena floating in space, and an actual, real spacecraft which was following his ship. So, when we consider all of this, it does seem likely possible that Cooper did actually see a green glowing object in his wake that looked like a spacecraft following and observing him. At age 77, Cooper died from heart failure on October 4, 2003, at his house in Venture, California. His ashes were launched from New Mexico on 2007 from a suborbital memorial flight owned by a private aerospace company. The capsule carrying the ashes returned to Earth as planned and was found in a mountainous area after a few weeks, and the ashes were returned to family members. Cooper's achievements not only made him a hero within the space community, but also a household name. His charisma, poise, and pioneering spirit captured the public's imagination, transforming astronauts into revered figures and inspiring a new generation to reach for the stars. Cooper, with his affable demeanor and remarkable exploits, helped shape the public perception of astronauts as intrepid explorers venturing into the unknown. Cooper received a wide array of awards, and these include the Distinguished Flying Cross with Oak Leaf Cluster, the Damoli Legion of Honor, the John F. Kennedy Trophy, the Air Force Association Trophy, the Legion of Merit, NASA Exceptional Service Medal, and many more. And on May 11, 1990, he became one of only five astronauts inducted into the Space Hall of Fame. While Cooper's contributions to space exploration are widely celebrated, his UFO encounters have added a layer of complexity to his legacy. The public revelation of his sightings and subsequent beliefs in extraterrestrial phenomena has had a lasting impact on how astronauts are perceived beyond their roles as scientific pioneers. Gordon Cooper's UFO encounters have become part of the lore surrounding astronauts and their potential interactions with the unknown. The integration of these encounters into popular culture has contributed to a broader fascination with the idea that those who venture beyond Earth may encounter phenomena beyond our current understanding. Cooper's vocal advocacy for UFO disclosure has kept the conversation alive in the public sphere. While his views have sparked debates and skepticism, due to the fact that Cooper was an astronaut who has had UFO sightings, it is taken much more seriously than if it came from the average man on the street. It really is a lot more credible, as it is coming from someone who has been to space, flew aircraft, and knows the sky well. It really makes you wonder, just maybe, could aliens be out there? Or maybe they are already here and have been visiting us for thousands of years. In evaluating Gordon Cooper's legacy, it is essential to appreciate the nuanced interplay of his groundbreaking achievements in space exploration and the enigmatic encounters that added complexity to his story. His legacy is one of exploration, courage, and curiosity, leaving an enduring mark on the history of human spaceflight and the ongoing discourse surrounding the mysteries of the cosmos. As we conclude this episode delving into the extraordinary life of astronaut Gordon Cooper and his enthralling UFO encounters, it's essential to reflect on the multifaceted legacy left by this space exploration pioneer. As we navigate the cosmos of Cooper's experiences, it's crucial to encourage you, our listeners, to form your own opinions. The realm of UFO encounters is a tapestry woven with threads of fascination, skepticism, and the unending quest for answers. So as always, keep your curiosity alive, your skepticism engaged, and your eyes fixed on the stars. The universe holds its secrets close, but perhaps with each exploration, we edge a little closer to unlocking the cosmic enigma. Stay tuned for our next episodes, where we will venture further into the uncharted territories of captivating encounters that have left an indelible mark on the history of humanity's quest to understand the cosmos. Until next time, keep looking up to the skies and never stop searching for the truth.